98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Serve is across Bossert. Outside swing by Bauer is overpassed right back to him. Minden again. Carly Bauer through the double block. And she'll have her first kill of this match.
Today, it's live coverage of the C1 State Volleyball Tournament at Hastings College as the Minden Whippets battle the Ogallala Indians. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And the serve. Across it comes to Heist. The pass to Baugh, who had to go get it. Burkhardt on the attack. Dig made by Carly Bauer. Set to Halley on the left wing. Through the block, and it's match point. Big, big point for Minden.
It's the third meeting of the season between these two Southwest Conference rivals, with Minden sweeping Ogallala in the first two meetings. A third Minden win sends them to tomorrow's semifinals. It's the Indians and the Whippets coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena here in Hastings at Hastings College for the final match of the opening day of the 2011 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns as we bring you the Minden Whippets and Ogallala Indians. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Looks like we might get started just a couple of minutes ahead of time here. Once the warm-ups finish in 3 minutes and we get the starting lineups announced, we'll be underway. Here's what's happened so far today in C1. All three matches won by the higher seeds. All three matches won in straight sets. Kearney Catholic defeating Norfolk Catholic by scores of 25-19, 9, and 16. Grand Island Central Catholic defeating Concordia 25-14, 19, and 13. And the top seed, Columbus SCOTUS, defeating Ashland Greenwood 25-11, 11, and 8. This is the third meeting of the year between Minden and Ogallala. Minden has won the first two meetings in straight sets, two games to none both times for Minden over Ogallala, one in the triangular and one in the conference tournament. For Minden, this is just their fifth trip to the state tournament in school history. It seems like they've been here more than that, but a couple of times they've just been on the wrong end of things. For Ogallala, they have not won a first-round game since 2004 against Gehring. Now remember, Ogallala has been a Class B squad for a long, long time. The last five teams that they played here in the opening round of state, Aurora, Grand Island Northwest, Aurora, Lincoln Pius X, and Columbus SCOTUS, over the last 5 years. So some very powerful teams that they've lost to in the opening round. Here, maybe a team they're a little more familiar with, and a team I think they, from talking to some of the Ogallala folks, are a little bit more comfortable knowing that they can maybe compete with Minden and have been able to pull off some upsets in the past. Ogallala, of course, a very proud program in the late 80s and early 90s, bringing home lots of state championship trophies and runner-up trophies in the mid-90s, where they were in the finals from 92 to 95 in Class B. They also won it all in 2000. As we said for Minden, they've been here five times, and they are 4-0 in the opening round of the state tournament, beating York in 79, Northwest in 80, Loganview in 99, and Syracuse in 2007 when they made it all the way to the state finals and were the runner-up. We'll get you ready for Minden Ogallala, give you some of the other results from earlier today, but when we come back, the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's Minden Ogallala C1 State Tournament opener, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the number 5 seed, Ogallala, their service rotation will begin with number 27, 5'8" junior right side hitter, Sierra Wojcieski. She'll be followed by number 3, 6-foot freshman middle hitter, Kendall Shore. Number 6, a 5'9 junior outside hitter, Morgan Reed. Number 8, a 5'9 senior right side hitter, Savannah Welsh. Number 5, a 5'9 sophomore middle hitter, Sydney Mell. And number 1, a 5'8 senior outside hitter, and she'll also set for this ball club. She is the main setter, kind of a Katie Brand type of player in Emma Shore. The libero is number 10, a 5'2 junior, Carly Kay. The longtime head coach of the Ogallala Indians is Steve Morgan, assisted by Bob Welsh and Deb Heithold. Ogallala was ranked 10th of the state coming into the postseason with a record of 28 wins and 8 losses. So they have played the maximum number of matches. They defeated Gothenburg and Hershey in the sub-districts and Mitchell in the district final. They come out of the Southwest Conference, their 25th appearance at the state tournament. As we've told you, they have been in the state championship game 7 times, most recently 2000, and they were here last year losing in the opening round to Columbus Scotus. They've been here 5 consecutive years. For Minden, number 13, 5'9" sophomore outside hitter, Carly Bauer. Number 9, a 5'11" senior middle hitter, Bailey Peterson. Number 4, a 5'6" freshman center, Allie Rouse. Number 11, a 5'8" senior outside hitter, Hallie Bauer. Number 10, a 5'10" junior middle hitter, Sydney Stadler. And number 15, a 5'8" junior right side hitter, Elena Boudreau. The libero is number 12, 5'5" senior, Chelsea Miller. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radke, Chris Hostebuer, and Lori Schlunt. They are ranked 4th in the state with a record of 25-4. They were upset in the opening round of sub-districts by St. Paul in 5 sets, but have used one of the wild cards. They and Kearney Catholic out of the same district using the wild cards here. Their losses, 2 to Grand Island Central Catholic, 1 to Kearney Catholic, and then to St. Paul in that sub-district tournament. Out of the Southwest Conference, this is the 5th trip to state for Minden. The last time they were here, they were the state runner-up in 2007. For Minden, leading them in kills is Hallie Bauer. Sister Carly is second. Then you got Boudreau and Peterson after that. Rouse does all of the setting with 729 assists this year. For Ogallala, their leading attacker is the senior Emma Shore, but she also leads the team in set assists, so a very unique stat there for her. Right behind her is Morgan Reed with 202 kills on the season. You'll also see Brooke Robertson, the number 2 setter on this team. She's got 352 on the year. When it comes to serving, Carly Bauer leads the Minden. She has 69 ace serves. For Ogallala, they have some ace serves. Nobody that's dominant at it. Sydney Mell has 36. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. And we're back with more after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College as we get ready for our final match of the day. Earlier today in Class A, the biggest upset so far, Lincoln Northeast beating Grand Island in four sets. Omaha Burke beat Bellevue East in five. Papillion La Vista South, a straight set winner over Millard West. Southwest playing Omaha Marion. In Class B, Elkhorn South defeated Garing. That went straight sets today for Elkhorn South in their matchup. Lincoln Pius X, a straight set winner over Beatrice. Gretna and Omaha Scott are currently playing a fifth set, and Omaha Gross will play Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, Columbus Scotus already the winners here in C1. In Class C2, Lutheran High Northeast was a winner over Elmwood Murdoch in three. Twin River beat UTAN in four. Hastings St. Cecilia, a straight set winner over North Platte St. Pat's, and Ord is getting ready to take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. West Point Guardian Angels, a straight set winner over Cedar Valley. Humphrey, a straight set winner over Hitchcock County. Bruning Davenport Shickley, a four set winner over Sutherland. And Exeter Milligan getting ready to take on Windside. And in D2, Howells went five to beat Hampton. Brady swept Wynot. And in the Stewart Layton match, Stewart was a winner in four sets. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner is taking on Bertrand. Here it's the black of Ogallala with the white trim against the purple of Minden in the white trim as well. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leaders, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready to get this match underway. Minden has the opening serve, and let's get this underway as Carly Bauer will serve it away. Ed Roush usually goes with the center and his daughter, Allie Rouse, but changing that up here tonight. And the ball is across, and for Ogallala, they've got to take it across from the 10-foot line. They do with Reed. Minden gets into their offense, and their number one hitter, Hallie Bauer, gets the first kill of this state tournament. Hallie with 290 kills, Carly 222. And Carly doing the serving. Have one of those young ladies in the front row at all times. It's 1-0. Ogallala does not handle the serve very well again and has to pass the ball across. Here's Rouse setting middle. Peterson goes with the tip. There's somebody in the net. The ball is down, and they call Ogallala in the net, so still a kill for Bailey Peterson. And Minden's up 2-0. Again, we play the best of five. Play to 25 if we go to a fifth. Of course, we play to 15. Line drive serve to the libero. Kay. Again, no swings from Ogallala yet. Set to the outside. Hallie Bauer, the block's late getting there. It's dug out by Kay. Ogallala sets middle. The attack tipped over, and it's going to be down and good for the Indians. First point, Kendall Shore. 2-1 Minden. For the record, the team we've covered, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Minden, the opposing fans have been behind us for every game today, just saying. Ball is tipped across here. Peterson, and she is going to get it passed out of the net by Ogallala and returned over to the Whippets. Here's Hallie Bauer on the left side. She'll terminate. Hallie Bauer with her second kill. Minden 3, Ogallala 1. Another score to pass along to you. Omaha Scott has beaten Gretna 15-8 in Class B. So Scott upsets Gretna in five sets. Chelsea Miller to serve it away now for Minden. Pass to the right side. There's a swing from Ogallala and Kendall Shore. Picked up by the Whippets, and Hallie Bauer is home again. Hallie looking solid early on here, 4-1 Minden. The libero, Chelsea Miller, trots back there to serve again. And a good start here for the Whippets. As we said, Minden, four previous trips to state. They've won all four of their first-round matches. Ogallala, middle attack. They'll try that down for a quick kill. Morgan Reed. 4-2 Minden. Coming into the ball game, Sydney Mell. Going back to serve it away, Kendall Shore. Shore with 31 ace serves on the season, just a freshman, and she'll float this one down the middle. Rouse sets the attack. It'll be taken over by Stadler, and it rolls off the block down and good. Sydney Stadler with her first kill. Side out here, and Rouse now goes back to serve it away for the Minden Whippets. Rouse with 39 aces on the season. Freshman setter for the Whippets. Fires that down the middle to Kay. Set right side. They try to go quick, and the tip rolls into the net that time for Morgan Reed. The attack error will give Minden a 6-2 lead. That is the first point Minden has had off of an error, and head coach Steve Morgan wants to take a timeout fairly early here. It is Minden 6 and Ogallala 2, opening set of this C1 state tournament matchup. We'll be back after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Out of the Ogallala timeout, Allie Ross serves two consecutive aces. The second one is a miscommunication there from the Ogallala Indians. And so they're a little spinning around right now, trailing 8-2 in the opening set. So timeout, and Ross comes out and serves two aces in a row. Allie, a little jump skip, gets that ball over to Morgan Reed. Set middle, the attack off the single block by Savannah Welsh. Whippets pick it up, and they will get the angle attack from Bauer, and that time Halley will miss the line. Side out Ogallala, and into the ball game will be Brooke Robertson. Brooke, a 5'4 junior, sets and plays the back row here for legendary coach Steve Morgan. And the serve. Down the middle it goes, overpass close to the net. Rouse had to stay out of the net. The attack of the short set by Hallie Bauer is out of bounds off of the dig, and that is a kill for Bauer. Too much power right now by Minden, and it's 9-3, and now Hallie goes to the back row. Carly rotates to the front row, and a 9-3 start here in another ace. Boy, Ogallala's having all kinds of trouble handling the serve right now. I don't know if they're trying to be too fine with their passes. And Ogallala is going to use their second timeout here. Steve Morgan wasting no time using the timeouts. It's 10-3 first set Minden, and Ogallala uses their final timeout. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda from the State High School Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. It is Minden 10 and Ogallala 3 here in the opening set of this C1 quarterfinal, and Ogallala has already burned both of their timeouts and another ace serve. I don't know what you tell your girls in a situation like this. You just got to pick the ball up, pass it better. Don't worry about being so fine right now if you're Ogallala. Get the ball in play. As they finally get it to their center, Robertson, right side attack is off the net, off the tip, and a kill for the Indians. Savannah Welsh will get her third kill for Ogallala, one each for three different players, and it is 11-4 Minden. Side out, and Savannah Welsh to serve it away. Welsh floats it down the middle to Carly Bauer, right side on the slide. Boudreaux is blocked up front there by Short, still alive. Carly Bauer takes it across. It's overpassed all the way into the Minden back row. Set to the middle of the tip across there by Sydney Stadler. Ogallala right side, and it's going to be Wojcieski into the back row. Run down there by Hallie Bauer and passed across by Rouse. Here's the set to the outside, and drilled down and good by Emma Shore. 11-5, first point on serve here for the Indians. Back to serve it away, Savannah Welsh. Taken to the right side, picked up by Bauer. Back row attack, Hallie Bauer off the tip, gets the kill. Already five kills here in the opening set for Hallie Bauer, and it is 12-5. Back to serve it away is Bailey Peterson. Maxwell, she checks in. Back to serve it away is Sydney Stadler. Peterson re-enters the front row here. And we have got a whistle for out of rotation on Ogallala. 3-point here for Minden. That goes down as an ace serve. That is five of them already here for Minden. Seven kills, five ace serves, 13 total points. That's 12 of the 13. And another missed pass here by Ogallala. At least they'll be able to get this one back over. Free ball, passes off by Minden, and Rouse is going to be called for being a back row attacker. Side out for Ogallala. Minden has to make sure they don't get drugged down to Ogallala's level right now because the Indians are struggling. And Sydney Mell will serve it away. Down the middle it goes to Bauer. Rouse sets it outside. Carley gets a good look, drives it down the left line, picked up by Savannah Welsh. Here's the outside attack and a good swing by Emmershore, but it's picked up again. Minden, they'll go Carley Bauer. One arm up by Ogallala. They will not get it back and give the kill to Carley Bauer. 14-6. Minden with the lead. Back to serve it away. It's going to be Elena Boudreau to wrap up the first time through the rotation. And Boudreau's serve is down to the libero again. And Carly Kay, right side attack, dug out in the back row by Hallie Bauer. Rouse sets outside for Carly Bauer, and she'll get the kill. Second kill for Carly Bauer, 15-6. And Boudreau will stay at that service line. Don't forget, the Raiders and the Chargers, Thursday night NFL football, currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. A missed pass here by Ogallala, and another point here for Minden. It is 16-6. Minden has already, or Ogallala, excuse me, has already used both of their timeouts. I didn't give Boudreau an ace serve. Maybe I should have. Here it is going to be a service error, and it is 16-7. Back over to Emma Shore to serve it away here for Ogallala. They need something good to happen. And the serve by the Indians. Down the left side to Carly Bauer. They're going to set it back to her. Left wing, near side attack. Good dig. Overpass. We got a joust at the net. Can Ogallala get it back over? Yes, they will. Punched over by Emma Shore. Minden goes quickly back to Bauer. Off the double block. It falls on the Ogallala side. Third kill for Carly Bauer. Side out Minden. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer as we start our second time through the first rotate, or through the rotation. 17-7 the score. Driven down the middle. Here's the set. Ogallala. Middle attack. Blocked up front. Hallie Bauer. Ace block. Whippets. Ed Rouse couldn't be more happy, I wouldn't think, right now. You couldn't be playing any more perfect. I mean, they're getting some help from Ogallala, but not many mistakes right now for these Whippets. Carly Bauer takes it across there to Morgan Reed. Outside attack. There's a good swing by Reed, but picked up and dumped over by Rouse. One arm up. Set back over by Minden's Bailey Peterson. Ogallala hustles it to Wojcieski. She tips it over. Ball's above the net, and it's going to fall on Minden's side. Tipped down by Ogallala, and I think that was Kendall Shore that got it. So Shore able to get the kill, and it's 18-8. Now tipped over by the Whippets and Bailey Peterson. Ogallala comes near side attack. It's out of bounds. 19-8 Minden, opening game here, and checking back into the ball game will be Sydney Stadler. Checking out will be Bailey Peterson, and Chelsea Miller will serve it up here for the Whippets, looking for their third win in three tries this year against Ogallala. Line shot served down the middle, picked up by Carly Kay, tipped into the net by Ogallala. 20-8. Feel bad here for the Ogallala girls. The program, and it's not the same girls, but boy, this is a struggle. Middle attack, trying to get things warmed up and packed into the net. Taken out of there by Minden. Hallie Bauer slaps it over. One more time, Ogallala knocks it into the tape. It spins over for Morgan Reed. Here's Hallie Bauer, rolls it into the back row to Kay. Ogallala backs that right side, and Miller's there for the dig. Rouse sets it outside. Hallie Bauer. And she'll take a roll into the back row. Ogallala goes middle, tips it across, but there's Carly Bauer. Rouse sets it to Hallie. Hallie takes it on an angle. Picked up there by Morgan Reed again. Right side attack. We got the longest rally of the match so far. Rouse back row set, and the attack is going to be out of bounds. Minden does do that from time to time. If the point gets going too long, they'll just do something that there's no reason for doing it, like setting that to the back row there, and it didn't work out. So the serve is across here for Ogallala. Middle attack. That time it works out. Sydney Stadler into the front row, drops it down. 21-9 Whippets opening set here of this C1 quarterfinal on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Minden. And the World Wide Web is always at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Allie Rouse, who had a heck of a run the last time she was back there with a couple of aces, serves it across. From the 10-foot line, it's taken across by Sydney Mell. Rouse sets right side. The attack is Boudreau, blocked out of bounds. Minden point. Elena Boudreau with her first kill. Fifth different Whippet to pick up a kill here in the opening set. And Rouse will serve it at 22-9 over Ogallala here in game one. The top four teams have pretty much stayed that way all season long, and if Minden wins, they'll all be in the semifinals tomorrow as it's punched across here by Ogallala, and a collision on Minden's side. The ball will fall to the floor, a very rare error so far in this match for Minden, and Morgan Reed will get her second kill. Side out Indians, and back to serve it away again will be Brooke Robertson, who has checked in. Robertson serve. Takes it across to Boudreau. Rouse sets middle. The attack by Hallie Bauer. Dug out there by Carly Kay. She's all over that back row for the Indians. Driven across for another Ogallala kill. Savannah Welsh. And just the second time in this match that Ogallala has picked up a point on their serve. Brooke Robertson will try and get a run going for the first time here. Serves across to Carly Bauer. Set to the outside. Boudreau. Angle attack is dug out by Wojcieski. Set to the outside and taken over by Emma Shore. Minden has it, 10-foot line. Hallie Bauer takes something off of it and gets it down to the floor for her sixth kill. 23-11 Minden. Hallie Bauer goes back to serve it away now for the Whippets. 2 points away from the opening set. And Hallie floats this one right into the middle. They're anticipating it there with Wojcieski. Set to the middle and a termination by Ogallala Sydney Mell. That'll be her first kill. Side out for Ogallala, and Savannah Welsh will drop back to serve it away. Welsh, couple of steps, blows a soft one into the back row to Miller. Rouse sets it all the way to the left wing. Here's Boudreau off the block. It is a nice dig that time, and passed over for the kill by Sydney Mell off a good up by Emma Shore. So four of the last 5 points have gone to Ogallala here. Too little, too late, it would appear, but maybe something to give them a positive mojo into the next set. Serve across to Carly Bauer. Right side slide is driven across, and Ogallala picks it up off that attack from Sydney Stadler. This time it's going to be Hallie Bauer, and Hallie will terminate. Carly Bauer, fourth kill. Game point for Minden. Sydney Stadler back into the front row, Bailey Peterson. And Stadler drops back to serve it away here, 24-13, game one. Stadler into the middle. Has to be passed across here. It's blocked up front by Peterson, but they're ready for it on the Ogallala sideline and return it. Peterson now with a tip over the double block. Picked up by Wojcieski. Set outside the attack. Rouse gets an arm on it, and it'll have to be smacked across by Carly Bauer. Picked up by Kay. Set right side and set back by Wojcieski. Close to being out of bounds. Minden played it, though. And from the 10-foot line, it's going to be hit wide by Boudreau. Point for Ogallala. Back to serve it away for the Indians is going to be Sydney Mell. Mell to serve. It's still game point here for Minden. They'll set Carly Bauer on the outside. She will terminate, and that is the end of game number one. Minden 25 and Ogallala 14. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
People you know.
Community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden. Proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
And welcome back to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hick, presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Let's take a look at the numbers from the first set for Ogallala. Emma Shore had one kill. Kendall Shore, two kills. Sydney Mell, two kills. Morgan Reed, two kills. Savannah Welsh, two service points and two kills. And Brooke Robertson, one service point. Ogallala had nine kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. Now we take a look at the Minden Whippets. Minden jumped out to a huge lead in this game, 11-3, and never looked back. Chelsea Miller, two service points. Allie Rouse, four service points. Two of them were aces. Bailey Peterson had a kill. Sydney Stadler, an ace serve and two kills. Hallie Bauer, two ace serves, an ace block, and six kills. Carly Bauer, three service points, five kills. Elena Boudreau, two service points, one kill. Minden had 15 kills, one ace serve, and five ace blocks as the Whippets roll in game one, 25-14 over conference foe Ogallala. In other late games, Hardington Cedar Catholic takes the first game from Ord, 25-13 in Class C2. We'll take a break and be back with more high school volleyball right after this on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And it's time to get the second set underway here as Emma Shore will serve it away for the Ogallala Indians. After Minden won the first set, and they immediately begin with a slide to Bailey Peterson, who drives it home for her second kill. NFL football tonight, San Diego leading Oakland 3-0, 8:47 to go in the first quarter. You can hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Carly Bauer to serve it, just got it across the net, and it's going to be another ace, the sixth of the match for Minden. Carly Bauer with her first ace, but Minden's strong serving has just destroyed Ogallala so far tonight. Some of it's strong, some of it just the inability to make passes so far. And let's see if they can get things changed up as they go to Jessica Polucek. And Polucek, who sees some action here after a change by Coach Steve Morgan, she gets the kill on her first swing. And now she'll go back and serve it away. Polucek, high soft serve. Set to the outside, Hallie Bauer from off the net, blocked up front there. It's going to be picked up by Minden and tapped across after the block by Kendall Shore. Now they'll set Kendall in the middle. She'll roll it across and get the kill. Third kill by Kendall Shore, and it is 2-2. Polucek will serve it away again, only the fourth point on serve in the match so far for Ogallala. Serve across, slide right side. Bailey Peterson lobs it into the back row. Picked up by Kay. Set right side. Indians drive it across strong there, but Miller picks it up. The dig gets it up to Rouse. The attack by Hallie Bauer. Pass close to the net. The set is made Emma Shore. Left side attack down and good by Morgan Reed. So three in a row here for Ogallala for the first time in the match. And that's a little bit more of what Coach Morgan was hoping to see from his ball club. Serve again by Polucek. Takes it right at Hallie Bauer. Rouse dumps it across, but they're ready for it. And quick return. This time they'll go middle to Carly Bauer. Set it outside to Hallie. Think she hit it into the net. Yeah, no block. Attack error. Point Ogallala. 4-2. And this is not foreign to Minden. There's a lot of times Minden wins, but they don't necessarily roll anybody in three sets or two sets. They always seem to have one of these interesting moments, and they just get it again as two players run together and the ball falls to the floor. It is 5-2. And obviously, the insertion of Jessica Paluchek has turned this whole thing around for the Ogallala Indians. 5-2, your score. Paluchek floats it across to Hallie Bauer, to Rouse. Back to Hallie on the outside. Nice strong drive into the corner. Picked up by Kay. Middle tip is blocked by Peterson. Blocked again by Peterson. And then into the net caught on Ogallala. Minden will pick up their third point. And rotate Miller back to serve it away. Back into the front row. Sydney Stadler now for the Minden Whippets. As you listen to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Miller serves it right down the middle to Kay. Set to the right side, rolled over there by Kendall Shore. Rouse sets middle. Stadler on the attack. It is out of bounds. Point Ogallala. Indians 6 and Minden 3. Ogallala's got to start by just winning a set here against Minden, something they have not been able to do so far this year. Back to serve it away, Kendall Shore. Shore's serve. Well in, down the middle to Boudreau. Set high to the outside. Hallie Bauer off the back foot, rolls it into the corner. Picked up by Kendall Shore. Up front, there's a block at the net by the Minden Whippets, and Ogallala will have to take a swing from the middle. They do. It's up there by Boudreau. Outside attack. Hallie Bauer drops it into the middle for her seventh kill. 6-4 Ogallala. And rotating back, Allie Rouse to serve it away here. And Allie takes a little extra time, gets a little running start and fires it across. Kay passed it towards the net, redirected over there by Emma Shore. Good job by the center. Tip back by the Whippets, and it's down and good. Sydney Stadler. 6-5, and a chance to tie it up now for Minden after a couple of errors in that early stretch of game number two. And Rouse's serve. Goes far right wing. Again, they take it at Morgan Reed. Now the outside attack is hammered home by Sydney Mell. Third kill for Mell. Ogallala keeps moving the ball around. Everybody seems to be involved here for Coach Morgan's ball club. And back to serve it away is going to be Brooke Robertson as she rotates back in. Robertson floats it deep middle there. Picked up by Carly Bauer. Right side, Hallie Bauer punches it across. Robertson on the dig. And Ogallala takes it across to the 10-foot line deep by Emma Shore. And a point for Minden. So another side out here for the Whippets. It is 7-6. And Hallie Bauer goes back to serve it away. Bauer cross corner to Kay from the 10-foot line. It's into the net that time by Welsh. And we are tied at 7. So Minden has scored 4 of the last 5 to knock this second set up at 7 apiece after the Whippets won the opener easily 25-14. Hallie Bauer's serve, pass to the middle, big swing taken across there by Sydney Mell, and Mell is down and good. Looks like if you can get the ball to Mell, she's got the hot hand right now, even though she's only 5th on the team in kills this year. And now she will see Savannah Welsh serve it away down the line to Hallie Bauer. Set to Carly is off the mark, but Carly adjusts. Great dig out of the back row by Welsh, and it's returned over by Emma Shore. Short set right side, Boudreau off the block. Welsh makes another dig. Robertson gets it up front, and it's going to be pushed across by Paluchek. Rouse, middle. Here is Minden, down and good for the kill, Sydney Stadler. 8-8 in other volleyball action going on here. We've got some scores rolling in that we'll pass along to you in just a moment. Of course, our first set, we started a little early, and it went fairly quick. So they're ahead of the pace of everybody else. Service error now by Minden. First of the game, Ogallala gets the ball back at 9-8. In D2, Bertrand beats Giltner 25-20 in the opener. That can be heard on 94.5 FM, The Breeze. Here is Boudreau going for the corner. It is called good. Had to get the linesman out of the way, and he looks back over his shoulder and says it did hit the tape. Second kill for Boudreau. 9-9. And now Boudreaux goes back to serve it away for the Whippets. Knuckleball serve comes across to Emma Shore. Set it back to her on the right side. Drove it into the net. Attack error. Minden will regain the lead at 10-9. Don't forget the high school football playoffs coming up Tuesday. Minden Whippets still involved. They will be at Norfolk Catholic Tuesday afternoon at 4. It looks like the Breeze, 94.5 FM, carrying that ball game. Ogallala drops this one down for a kill. There's Kendall Shore getting her fourth. And a little bit more of a fight being put up here in game two. Just a real disastrous first set for Ogallala. They did okay in the last 4 or 5 points to get them started here in this second set. Carly Bauer's attack is deep and out of bounds, and now Ogallala up 11-10. Minden making a few more mistakes here in this second set. Emma Shore's serve into the middle to Hallie Bauer. They'll slide it to Peterson, right side, blocked up front. Morgan Reed with the block, 12-10. Ogallala off a good, solid double block up there. And Emma Shore will keep the serve. Across to Boudreaux, close to the net. Rouse had to bump it out to Carly Bauer, who floats it over. Here comes another attack by the Indians. Through the double block and good for Morgan Reed and Minden. Most likely looking at a timeout here for Coach Ed Rouse. 13-10, four in a row here for Ogallala. No timeout yet, so they'll let him play on. Emma Shore again at Boudreaux. Rouse has to run it down. Back row attack, Carly Bauer. Blocked up front there by Kendall Shore. Minden saves it. Tips it across. Carly Bauer. Can Ogallala return? Yes, they do. Free ball here for the Whippets. Rouse to the right side. Boudreaux wasn't ready and set it across. Ogallala gets a break. They'll come back to the middle. Tip it over Kendall Shore. A couple of tips here. We got a little pity-patty party going. Play some patty cake, folks. Back over to the middle. That's no patty cake. Down and good for Ogallala's Kendall Shore. Five in a row for Ogallala. Timeout, Minden. Minden won the opening set, 25-14, but Ogallala's up 14-10 in game two here in the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And Minden will take it back out of bounds. Ogallala will pick up their 15th point. And all of our matches here today in C1 have been straight sets, but that's about to change if Ogallala can get things going. And they've got it going now, 15-10. Rouse sets it to Carly Bauer. She'll finally put an end to this with a kill. And for Carly, that'll be her sixth. So Hallie has seven. Carly has six. Carly goes back to serve. And this set not over by any means. It's only 4 points, 15-11. But Ogallala finally playing some good volleyball for Coach Morgan. Serve strong into the back row. And this pass is off the mark. It about made Morgan Reed snap a knee trying to find it. 15-12. Carly Bauer would love to get Minden right back in it. Put a little pressure on the Indians. Serve down the middle. Handled there by Welsh. Set middle. The attack taken across by Shore. Dug out Boudreaux. Set to the outside. Hallie Bauer. She'll get the kill. And if he can get Hallie Bauer back in that front row, get her the ball. She's carrying Minden. And two in a row for Hallie. Served by Carly Bauer. A little running start at it. Picked up by Welsh again. Set to the right side. From off the net, it'll be taken across by Paluchek. Here's Rouse. Setting. Hallie Bauer has to tip it. Dug out there by Emma Shore. And Ogallala will get a swing from the middle that time by Morgan Reed. Picked up by the Whippets. Slide it to Peterson. She'll get the kill. Bailey Peterson with her third kill. And four in a row for Minden. And a timeout going to be called by Ogallala coach Steve Morgan. So each team has used a timeout. A little bit of a run going for both squads. It is Ogallala 15, Minden 14 in the second set. The Whippets won the opening set. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits, presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Couple of ranked teams in action tonight in college football. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech are tied at 7. 9.5 to go, second quarter. Houston is leading Tulane by a score of 14-0. And in the NFL, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. San Diego holding on to a 3-0 lead over Oakland, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Out of the Ogallala timeout, Carly Bauer serves it away here just off the back line for a service error. Ogallala 16 and Minden 14. Indians lead it by two. Minden won the first set easily, 25-14. Palucic just floats that serve across. Bailey picked up and punched over by Minden. Now trouble running it down for Robertson, the center. It's going to be sure to take it. And Minden will get it back outside to Hallie Bauer, but she will put it into the net. Attack error, point number 17 for Ogallala. 17-14. Indians, Palucek back there, doing the serving. She helped get them going to start this set, get them out to a 5-2 lead. Set outside, Hallie Bauer, she'll terminate. Hallie Bauer picks up her ninth kill. Right back over to the Whippets, 17-15 Ogallala. And it'll be Chelsea Miller rotating to the back to serve, re-entering Sydney Stadler to the front row here for the Minden Whippets. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web, ClassicHits.com, and Miller with an ace serve. The front player opened up too late, left the back row player hanging out to dry and had no time to react. And now a chance to tie it up here for Miller. Miller going to try and serve the same spot, but this time Kay picks it up. Set to the right side. The attack driven back middle wide open. Kendall Shore. Sixth kill for the freshman, who's not showing too many nerve-wracking pains right now. And Kendall will go back and serve it away now, leading 18-16, trying to even this matchup at a set apiece. Takes it back middle there to Boudreaux. Set to the outside. Hallie Bauer. It hits the net, and it kicks it out of bounds. 19-16 Ogallala. So back and forth we go. As soon as it looks like somebody's pulling away, the other team does something good. And Kendall Shore goes for three in a row now. Rouse close to the net, has to go short set. It is tipped down and out of bounds by Stadler. More errors by Minden. It's 20-16. And Shore tries to keep it going here for the Indians. This one a little deeper to Hallie Bauer. Good pass to Rouse. Set it back to Hallie. Got a good run at it and drives it back middle for the kill. Her 10th. And a match high number 10 makes it 20-17. Ogallala side out here for the Indians. And back to serve will be Allie Rouse. Exeter Milligan has taken game one from Winside, 25-15. Omaha Marion in A beat Lincoln Southwest 25-20. Overpass on the serve above the net. It's going to be tipped down by the Whippets and Sydney Stadler off the strong serve from Allie Rouse. Rouse tries to get two in a row. Allie, deep middle. Kay has to backpedal. It stays in the back row here. And the pass close to the net is set across by Ogallala and Sydney Mell. Quick offense. Boudreaux terminates. Three in a row. Minden, it's 20-19. Ogallala. Rouse trying to keep things going here. First set winners so far tonight, Omaha Marion in A, Minden in C1 here, B just getting underway, Hardington Cedar Catholic in C2, Exeter Milligan and Bertrand in D1 and D2. Here's Rouse outside, Hallie Bauer over the double block, good dig made by Morgan Reed, set it back to the middle, stuffed up front, ace block, Hallie Bauer on the swing of Sydney Mell. Four in a row for Minden. It's 20-20 on the second ace block for Bauer. And Rouse will go again. She's already got 8 service points in these two sets. A couple of aces. And Rouse floats it across. Pass off the mark. Ace serve for Allie Rouse. And it looks like we're going to get a substitution here for Ogallala. Back in is Kendall Shore. Kayla Libero will check out. And still at that service line is Allie Rouse. And this one floated into the back middle, set to the outside. Ogallala is deep on the attack, and out of bounds it goes. And now Ogallala is going to have to use that timeout, I would think. No, a substitution. Sierra Wojcicki checks in. 6 in a row by Minden. And Coach Morgan still hasn't burned his timeout. He used 2 of them before they got to 11 points in the first set. Rouse trying to take it to 23. Can Ogallala get the ball back? Here's the set in the middle. Has to be pushed across there by Welsh. Opportunity. Rouse gets it right side. Boudreaux terminates. Down and good. Elena Boudreaux. 23-20. Timeout for Ogallala. It is 7 in a row by Minden to take a 4-point deficit into a 3-point lead. Minden is 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the C1 quarterfinals. We'll be right back.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doug Duda back with you here from Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College. The 7:30 matches are the final ones across the state. State tournament, of course, being played in Grand Island and Hastings. Tomorrow, all the semifinals are at the Heartland Event Center. The winner of this match plays Columbus Scotus tomorrow at 4. And if it's Minden, it'll be right here on Classic Hits. And going for her 7th consecutive service point here is Allie Rouse. And trying to change it around here, Ogallala takes it over with Sydney Mell. Block at the net by Mell. Minden able to dig it out. Hallie Bauer blocked again by Mell. Again it's dug out. Again Rouse gets it over. Ogallala has to be frustrated with that exchange. It's still alive. Rouse sets right side Boudreaux over the block. The dig is made by Wojcicki. Set back over by Welsh. Very important point for Ogallala. Outside attack, Hallie Bauer down to the floor. And it's game point Minden. Allie Bauer attacking, Allie Rouse serving, 24-20, Minden with 8 consecutive points here for the Whippets, and game point now for Minden, and Allie Rouse serves it down the middle to Wojcicki. Here is the set by Emma Shore, left side attack is going to be driven across by Sydney Mell, and that's good enough for the kill. Makes it 24-21. And back to serve it away for the Ogallala Indians will be Brooke Robertson trying to stay alive here in game 2 after having the lead for so long. Robertson serves it over to Carly Bauer. Rouse has to run it down. Boudreaux on the attack. Dig out by Paluchek. And it'll be punched across here. No, it won't. It goes into the net for Ogallala, and game 2 is in the books for Minden. Ogallala had a 20-16 lead and let it get away, and Minden is up 2 games to none, 25-14, 25-21, and we'll be back to take a look at the numbers of set 2 right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, especially at this exciting time of the year, state tournament time. Let's look at the numbers from the second set here of our C1 quarterfinal. First of all, for Ogallala, Emma Shore, 5 service points. Kendall Shore, 2 service points, 4 kills. Sydney Mell had 3 kills. Morgan Reed and Ace Block, 2 kills. And Jessica Palucek, 5 service points, 1 kill. 10 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves for Ogallala. For Minden, Chelsea Miller had an ace serve. Allie Rouse was able to pick up 8 service points. One of those was an ace. Bailey Peterson, 2 kills. Sydney Stadler, 3 kills. Hallie Bauer had a service point, an ace block, and 5 kills. Carly Bauer had 4 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. And Elena Boudreau, a service point, and 3 kills. Minden had 14 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves as the Whippets take game 2. 25-21, closing the game on a 9-1 run. Minden's up 2-0 over Ogallala. We'll be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Serve to start game number 3 and quickly put it away with Hallie Bauer on the attack. And that'll be match-high kill number 12 for Hallie. And Minden has scored first in all 3 games. Carly Bauer on the serve. Overpass, dropped down by Peterson. And another quick point here for Minden. Ogallala cannot have a hangover from game 2 after they let that one get away. Carly Bauer on the serve. Into the net it goes. Ogallala point, 2-1. Minden has 12 kills from Hallie Bauer, 6 from Carly Bauer, 5 from Sydney Stadler, 4 from Bailey Peterson and Elena Boudreau. Ogallala, 6 from Kendall Shore, 5 from Sydney Mell, 4 from Morgan Reed. Here's Minden on the middle attack by Hallie Bauer, dug out there by Kay, set to the outside. Indians get a good look, but drive it into their own net. 3-1, Minden. Again, Minden, fifth trip to state. They are 4-0 in first-round matchups. Ogallala looking for their first-round win since 2004. And it doesn't look good right now for Ogallala as Chelsea Miller serves it across, and all Ogallala can do is pass it over. Quick set in the middle, and it is hammered home by Sydney Stadler. It all comes down to serve-receive of this match tonight, and Ogallala has struggled in game 1 and so far here in game 3. Miller on the serve. That one's even deeper. Picked up there by Palucek. Set middle. And the attack is going to be off of Miller in the back row. Minden runs it down. Boudreau still a long way to go. Rouse does get it over and it falls to the floor. Allie Rouse with her back to the net. Ogallala thought they could go up and tip it down and it just sailed over their outstretched hands. And the back row couldn't see it. It's 5-1. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. As Ogallala goes to the right wing, drives it over with Kendall Shore. Minden with another dig. They go to Hallie Bauer. She'll go back middle. The ball finds the floor. Yet again. 6-1, Minden. Timeout called by Ogallala. Minden's up 2-0. And 6-1 here in the third set of the C1 State High School Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers...
Hey, Zach, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug did it with you, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as Ogallala comes out of the timeout, goes middle attack, and terminates with Morgan Reed. That'll be her fifth kill. In the NFL, just underway in the second quarter, Oakland 7, San Diego 3, college football. A minute to go before half, Virginia Tech leads Georgia Tech 14-7. And just under 6 minutes to go before half, Houston over Tulane, 14-7. Back to volleyball action. The attack by Bauer is picked up and returned over by Welsh for the Indians. Now Hallie Bauer gets a great look, but she's blocked up front. Dug out off the block of Mellon. Pass back over to the Indians. Welsh sets outside, and the kill is batted good by Morgan Reed. So out of the timeout, Ogallala looks a little refreshed. Picks up a couple of points, and we'll try and get a run going here. Kendall Shore on the serve. Kendall floats this down the line, right in the corner. Had to be played by Bauer. Tipped across there by Rouse. That was really all she could do. Middle attack by Ogallala is off the back line by Mel. And no tip. Point Minden. Minden won the first two sets, 25-14, 25-21. They're up 7-3 in the third, and Allie Rouse to serve it away. She already has a dozen points. Her and Carly Bauer have been the two strong servers so far tonight. Tipped across there by Welsh. Picked up that time by Rouse and punched over by Hallie Bauer. Ogallala sets with Emma Shore. Right side attack, near side kill. Down and good, Savannah Welsh. Her first kill since the first set. Other state high school volleyball action going on here. Ord has evened things up with Hardington Cedar Catholic, 25-15. Giltner has evened things up with Bertrand. Both games in there, 25-20. Set to the outside, the attack by Boudreaux. Picked up and off the back row, out of bounds. Boudreaux will get the kill. It is 8-4. Minden with the lead. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allow us to bring you state volleyball here on Classic Hits as Ogallala goes back set and gets the kill with Welsh. Good look that time. Welsh with her fourth kill. And we're playing even volleyball again as Welsh goes back to serve it away. Good crowd on hand, but everybody was saying today that there were more people here last year just because there might have been some closer teams. Obviously, Minden, about as close as you can get. Kearney Catholic, pretty close. Here's a tip-down kill for Carly Bauer. But apparently, everybody else, not as close as they had hoped. Grand Island Central Catholic. But Omaha, Norfolk, not as close as the likes of Sandy Creek last year. 9-5 Minden. And back to serve it away is Sydney Stadler. Easily picked up by the Indians and tipped over for the kill. Number 5, Sydney Mel, gets her 6th. So round and round we go with this merry-go-round of serves. Nobody being able to pick up a point here lately on their own serve. And let's see if Ogallala changes that here with the sophomore Sydney Mel. Floats it right down the middle to Carly Bauer. Set outside. Carly comes running after it and drives it across to Mel. Here is the set by Robertson. Outside attack. Partially blocked there by Peterson. So Ogallala will try it again. And this time they're on the line for the kill. Kendall Shore, her 7th kill. 9-7. Ogallala within 2 now after falling behind 6-1 out of the gate. Sydney Mel getting her first point on serve there. Now tries to get number 2 down low. Carly Bauer to get it up. Back row attack. Boudreaux, big swing. Dug out there by Sydney Mel. Set to the outside. Slapped across by Emma Shore. It goes way up into the ceiling. Off the dig from Miller and passed across. Running into each other. Ogallala does get the ball over. Rouse sets. Long rally right side. Tipped across Boudreaux. One arm up by Shore and set back across. Minden goes Miller to Rouse. Here comes Carly Bauer. Big drive, and that's going to be good enough for the kill. 8th kill for Carly Bauer. Minden 10, Ogallala 7. Third set, Whippets up 2-0. Tomorrow at 2 here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic in Game 1 of the C1 semifinals. And if Minden hangs on, it'll be Minden-Columbus SCOTUS at 4 here on Classic Hits. And there's an attack down and good by Ogallala. Middle kill. Into the hands there of Kendall Shore. 10-8. Got a few more scores we'll give to you here in just a minute. As the serve is across by Emma Shore. Minden out of the back row has to get it over Carly Bauer. Off the block of Palucek. It's set back into the corner. Down and good by Emma Shore. And it is 10-9 for the last five. And Emma Shore will serve it away. Here is the set. Slide right side. Peterson off the tip. The dig is made. Ogallala will pass to the outside and pass it wide and out of bounds. Checking some of the other scores around the state tournament. Omaha Marion's now up 2-0 on Lincoln Southwest. Grand Island Northwest takes the first set from Omaha Gross, 25-19. Ord and Hardington Cedar Catholic are even at a set apiece. And Giltner and Bertrand are even at a set apiece. Exeter Milligan won the first set from Windside. And here's an ace block by Peterson. Bailey Peterson with the ace block with some assistance from Halle Bauer. 12-9. Carly Bauer at the service line. And the serve. Strong down the middle. Picked up there by Savannah Welsh. Outside attack is driven across by Ogallala's Morgan Reed. Down and good. Side out here for Palucek. Jessica had five in a row in the second set. And the serve comes back to Halle Bauer. Slide it right side. Peterson angles out and good. Bailey with her fifth kill. Side out Minden. Don't forget at the end of the match, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and a chat with Coach Ed Rouse. So stay with us as Chelsea Miller goes back to serve it away. For the Whippet, strong serve, too strong and out of bounds. Haven't had a whole lot of service errors in this match, but there's one there. And back to serve will be Kendall Shore. 13-11, Minden, already up 2-0. Across to Boudreau. Rouse sets middle, the attack by Stadler. Up in the back row by Kendall Shore, and the attack across by Welsh. Miller the dig. Rouse dumps it across. They're ready for it. Send it right back over with Emma Shore. Now set to the outside for Halle Bauer. She stops. Ace block, Sydney Mell. 13-12. Mell and Welsh up there. Shore now to tie it up here midway through game three. Floats it into the back middle. They do get the pass to Rouse. Outside Halle Bauer. Off the block. Up there by Emma Shore. Set outside. The attack blocked up there, but out of bounds. Give the kill to Morgan Reed. Stadler had a block on it, but blocked it out of bounds. And we are tied at 13. Chance now for Ogallala to take their first lead after being down 6-1. Rouse set. Stadler middle. Stadler is... well, off the tip and in the net anyway was called. In the net anyway was called. The Ogallala fans aren't going to like that, but it didn't matter. The official called Ogallala in the net. So point Minden, and it is 14-13 as Rouse will float this one across. Pass is a little off the mark. Standing spike in the middle of the floor goes into the net. Attack error Minden. 15-13 now. Whippets back up by two. They always... so far tonight have had an answer for every Ogallala run. Minden dominated the first set, then Ogallala was up most of the second set before the Minden rally, and there's an ace serve from Allie Rouse. That is her fourth of the night. Coach Morgan has already used a timeout, got off the bench to make a sub, then sat back down. 16-13, Rouse at K. Picked up there by Emma Shore. Outside attack, driven down and good again by Sydney Mell. Real balanced attack right now for Ogallala. They just need a few more of them. Kendall Shore and Morgan Reed with eight kills. Sydney Mell with seven. The match is led by Halle Bauer of Minden with 13. And here's Brooke Robinson to serve it across. Over to Boudreau. Rouse sets middle. Halle Bauer wide open. Drives it down for kill number 14. 17-14. Side out. Bauer, Halle to serve it away. And the serve Taken into the back middle there. Handled by Kay. Set across at Rouse. So Boudreaux has to set it. Makes a good one out to Carly Bauer. Carly angle attack. Good up by Emma Shore. And passed over by Robertson. Handled there by Chelsea Miller from the 10-foot line. Carly Bauer drives it across. Down and good. Again, two players both went for it. Kind of ran into each other. And Minden has scored five of the last 6 points to go up 18-14. And the final timeout of the match, at least they only go three for Ogallala as Hallie Bauer is back on the service line. Minden is up 2-0 and 18-14 in the third set of the C1 State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
And welcome back to high school volleyball action here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and Minden as Ogallala has used their final timeout here of the match. And Hallie Bauer still at the service line with an 18-14 lead. Takes it across to Kay. Passed up to the 10-foot line. Welsh punches it across to Hallie Bauer. Here's a short set in the middle. Blocked up front there by Mel. And another chance for Carly Bauer. She'll tip it into the donut. And it's down to the floor and good. Ogallala's hustling, but they're just not keeping enough points going right now. And Minden has went on runs in every game, and they're running one right now. Robertson sets to the outside. The attack by Emma Shore close to the seat. It's run down and passed across here, but a free ball for Ogallala. Robertson sets middle. Mel on the attack, down and good. Kill number 8 from Sydney Mel. Ogallala's won 28 matches this year. So they know how to compete. They know how to win. 2 of their 8 losses, though, coming in straight sets to Minden. Both of them were the best 2 out of 3. That's, of course, 3 out of 5. Savannah Welsh with the serve. Rouse sets it all the way to the other end, and it's driven down by Boudreaux. Elena seems to be getting more looks tonight than usual, and she's taking advantage of them. 20-15. Minden 5 away from their 5th consecutive opening round victory at state. Sydney Sadler now to serve it away. Ogallala's got to get it back if they want to stay alive here. Can't fall behind anymore. Right side attack, Mel, and she'll get it back. Sydney with her 9th kill, 20-16. Side out, Mel back to serve it away for the Indians. 25-14, 25-21, the first two sets for Minden. 20-16 in the third. And Mel's serve, good one, just over Carly Bauer, close to the net. Rouse got it out of there. All they can do is tip it over, and it worked. Great improvisation by the Whippets today. They're really using their heads in this match. And Carly Bauer with her 11th kill. Now it's Boudreaux to serve it away for the Whippets. And Elena, line shot, takes it over to Emma Shore. Outside attack, good look, driven away by Kendall Shore. Got the kill. Number 9 for Kendall. 21-17, but Ogallala can no longer afford to just exchange points. They've got to get a run going. Down 4 late in this third set. Emma Shore to serve. Over to Boudreaux. Rouse sets it on the slide. Peterson tips it over the block. Dig made by Welsh. Set into the back corner. Back pedaling to pick it up is Hallie Bauer. Short set Peterson. She'll tip it over, and it is on the line for a Minden point. Number 6 for Bailey Peterson. 22-17. Just 3 points away from it being done here at Hastings College for the day. Back to serve it is going to be Carly Bauer. And Carly floats it down the middle to Welsh. Here's the set, Shore to the outside. Near side attack, down and good. Morgan Reed. 22-18. And it's going to be Jessica Paluchek to serve it away. After getting 5 in a row in the second set, she hasn't been able to get any more points on her serve. See if she can change it here. Right at the 10-foot line. Pass to Rouse. Set outside. Hallie Bauer tips it across. Dig by Shore, set to the outside, and the kill is wide that time by Morgan Reed. Point Minden, 2 away from advancing on as Chelsea Miller goes back to serve it away. 23-18, Whippets. Ogallala's used their timeouts already. Miller's serve, deep corner right at Paluchek. stays in the back row. Kay tries to set it up for Kendall Shore. She'll punch it over. Rouse sets it up. Hallie Bauer attacks out and good, and it is match point for Minden on the 15th kill of the evening for Hallie Bauer. And Chelsea Miller to serve at 24-18 to oust their conference rivals from Ogallala. And the serve over to Kay. Here's the set. Back set right side Shore. Partially blocked by Bauer. Dug out by Stadler. Set to Hallie Bauer. The ball is driven across and good. And that's it. Hallie Bauer with her 16th kill. And Minden advances on with a 25-14, 25-21, 25-18 win over the Ogallala Indians. Ogallala will end their season at 28-9 with three losses to Minden. Minden will improve to 26-4 and advance on to play Columbus Scotus tomorrow afternoon at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island in the C1 semifinals at 4 o'clock right here on Classic Hits. When we come back, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. All the stats and a chat with Ed Rouse after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
It would have just been us. Oh, we're back. Hello, everybody. Lynn Farrell Arena here on the campus of Hastings College. I want to thank all the folks here at Hastings College for their hospitality. As always, it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you're getting ready, as many teams continue to do on a daily basis for basketball and wrestling season, then Misco Sports is the place to be. Girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, whatever it is you're doing in the winter, maybe it's just some intramurals. They can suit your team up for those as well. Gym bags, Christmas isn't that far away. Don't forget Misco's the place to be on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Coming up, we'll take a look at the final stats. We'll also get a chance to chat with Coach Ed Rouse. Maybe we can grab him before the newspapers do. We'll see if that happens or not. And we'll chat with the coach and give you all the final stats here on the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a break and be back and chat with the coach right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Minden Whippets, Ed Rouse, as they win it today in straight sets, 25-14, 25-21, and 25-18. Coach, Minden's been to state 5 times, and they've won the first-round match 5 times. And I know you've been a part of that at least 3 times here. There's always some nerves out there. I know when you have a setter that's never been to the state tournament before to play, although she's been here to watch as a lot younger kid, and every school has that. There's going to be some nerves out there. You wait around all day. What was the day like?
It seemed like today never came. I mean, we've been off since the first round of subs. And our kids have trained hard, but it's just different. And so I was really anxious to see how we'd get on the court and if we could get our confidence back. we didn't play well. We didn't play terrible that night. St. Paul played really well, and we just kind of made enough errors. But so that was part of it. And then today, you're always taking a little bit of a gamble on when you should come. We could have stayed in school a little longer. That might have been okay. I don't know. We decided to come watch a game, the Grand Allen game, and I don't know. I guess we got through this one, and it's going to have to be better tomorrow, but yet we won this one, and that was the goal today. So
you came out and served very strong. Ogallala, though, really, really struggled in the first set, maybe even more than just your serving.
They did. I think that got them off right away, and maybe they had more jitters being here than we did. I don't know, because the first set was pretty they didn't play near as well as what I expected, and I don't think that we ever seen maybe their best shot this season until maybe in the second game here. They played pretty well blocking defense and hurting us on the left side a little bit, and then their serve was pretty good too. So, you know, I think they played better here in the second set than they did in what seven sets we've played them so far.
And no doubt that for your volleyball team, this match was no different than most of your competitive matches this year. Just when it looks like you're ready to put somebody away, they make a run, and that's what Ogallala did in the second set. And you had to make a heck of a run there, scoring a 9 of the last 10 points to rally for that 25-21 victory.
Wow. We had that 16-20 timeout was us, or we had a timeout there, but there's a timeout earlier, and so let's be the first team to 20. Well, that didn't materialize.
Yeah.
And but then we did a good job of holding them after that, and they made a couple errors in there. But really the thing was we didn't let balls drop or give them anything easy. Our goal is nothing. Everything easy has to be played. And, you know, we didn't do that perfectly, but that's our goal. And at that point we did it enough that we were able to sneak back in because we had kind of sneaked that set away.
Obviously that won't be allowed tomorrow. You cannot, nobody, no matter who it is, with the way SCOTUS is playing, can allow runs like that to happen without overemphasizing that to the team. What do you do here in the next not even 24 hours?
Right. Well, I think, I don't know how much they watch them today. We're going to get together tomorrow and about 10:30 or so and watch a little bit of tape on them. And you know what? Our goal is to play in the last of the season, and no way should we be satisfied, but we can move up from here, and that's a great place to be. I mean, the pressure really should be on them. We got to just go out and play as hard as we can play. We got to play cleaner. That we have, you know, hopefully five sets to get it done in, if nothing else, if we can find a way to put some pressure on them and some rotations. But, yeah, it's going to have to be better. But, like I said, this is our first time on the court for a week and a half. And so I'm glad we had who we had to start.
What was that like? I know the first 2 days were probably different than the last 2 days, but
right.
That's a long time.
You know, the girls really, I think they, as well as I, thought there's a really good chance they're going to make it because it hinged on SCOTUS. It hadn't lost any. But it's still, you know, it stinks when you have your fate in somebody else's hands. You know, last year that kept us out, but, you know, our wild card wasn't as high as it was this time. But that kind of stunk, but the girls really trained hard, and it's just that it's so long till that Friday to find out from Monday to Friday.
Huh.
And we got together on Friday night, our whole team and parents, and had a big party, and we needed to celebrate that we made it, even though it wasn't on a win. And so that, I think that kind of helped, and then we knew we were going to state. And this week's been pretty good. It's just been long. You know,
well, as you've been saying and trying to say while we've been chatting here, everybody came out and contributed again tonight. It was very, very balanced effort tonight. Not a whole lot of errors. There were a few there, as you said, in the second set, but very focused, it looked like, from the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. And that was our thing, was we didn't get a good start against St. Paul until the third set. We were just kind of flat, like, hey, you know, maybe we didn't take them as serious as we should have, and that it's going to come around, we're better. And it didn't really, and, you know, the first one was close. But so tonight it seemed like their focus was really here to get started in the first. The second, I think we got the first 2 points, and then it kind of started going downhill a little bit. But, you know, just sometimes you just let down a little bit, and then you add that into that the other team plays better. And said they're going to have to make some changes. If they don't, then we know what's going to happen, and they did, and, you know, credit them for that. But anyway, yeah, I'm just glad that we won it, and this is a nice team. I felt all season long we were a top-four team, and even last year I thought we were right there, you know, could be a top-four or five team and didn't get to be here, so at least we get a chance to, and now we're in the semis, and our football's in the semis, so it's just a really fun time right now.
Doing some good things over at Minden. I'll let you out of here with this because more folks want to talk to you. You've been in Coach Morgan's shoes, not necessarily in the state tournament because you've advanced on every time, but there was a stretch there where Ogallala was always beating you, and now you're in a spot where you really have the number in this series. And it's still a rivalry, and you got one more chance to beat them here tonight.
I don't think we've ever beat them three times in 1 year, but as far as the history, my first 12 years in Minden, we got beat every time. And so we're not back to even. But so the kids on these teams right now, we've beat them for the last seven, and they've had a win here or there in between there, but we've always won the regular season. But so this was big. We've never played them at state because they were always B until last year, and it was funny how we get to state, and of all teams to match up here was Ogallala from conference. But anyway, Steve's a great guy, and a lot of respect for him. I've gotten a lot of help from him over the years, and so I wouldn't say I feel bad about it. I mean, he's a great guy and all that, but I owe him a few more, so.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow for a big match against SCOTUS, and we'll let you go talk to the rest of the media. Thanks, man.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Ed Rouse, head coach of the Minden Whippets. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda with you here as the C1 opening day is in the books, and the three area teams have all advanced on. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Minden, along with Columbus SCOTUS, the top four teams in everybody's rankings, will move on to the semifinals. Sometimes that's not how it worked out. Sometimes it can't work out that way because of the way the points end up being, but that is the way it worked out here this afternoon and this evening. Here's a look at the numbers from the third set. Both teams had their highest kill efficiency here in this third set. For Ogallala, I had Emma Shore with a service point and a kill. Kendall Shore with three service points and three kills. Sydney Mell, a service point, an ace block, and four kills. Morgan Reed, five kills. Savannah Welsh had two kills. I had Ogallala for 15 kills, one ace block, and no ace serves. For Minden in the third set, Chelsea Miller had five service points. Allie Rouse had two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Bailey Peterson had an ace block and three kills. Sydney Stadler, two kills. Hallie Bauer had two service points and five kills. Carly Bauer had three service points and five kills. And Elena Boudreau, two kills. I had Minden for 18 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as they win the third set 25-18 to complete the sweep. And we'll come back and give you the final stats, the scores from around the state tournament, and wrap up our first day coverage of the state volleyball tournament after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Lynn Farrell Arena. And here's your overall final numbers. First off, for the Ogallala Indians, I had Emma Shore with six service points. That actually led the team two kills. Kendall Shore, five service points and nine kills, tied for the team high. Sydney Mell, one service point, an ace block, and nine kills, also tied for the team high. Morgan Reed, an ace block, and she had nine kills. Savannah Welsh, 2 service points, 4 kills. Brooke Robertson, 1 service point. And Jessica Paluchek, 5 service points and 1 kill. So we add those all up, and it gives us a total of 34 kills, 2 ace blocks, 0 ace serves for Ogallala. And I can't remember doing a match this year with 0 ace serves in it, especially the caliber of Ogallala. The Indians, with their third loss of the year to Minden, will end the season with a record of 28-9. For Minden, Chelsea Miller had 8 service points. 1 was an ace. Allie Rouse led the team in serving with 14 points. 4 of those were aces. She had 1 kill. Bailey Peterson had an ace block and 6 kills. Sydney Stadler had an ace serve and 7 kills. Hallie Bauer, 5 service points. 2 of those were aces, 2 ace blocks, and a match-high 16 kills. Carly Bauer, 11 service points, 1 of them an ace, 11 kills. And Elena Boudreau, 3 service points, 6 kills. I had Minden for 47 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 9 ace serves as the Whippets improved to 26-4 on the season with a 25-14, 25-21, 25-18 win over the Ogallala Indians. And that will move them on to tomorrow's 4 o'clock semifinal against Columbus SCOTUS. And you'll hear all of the C1 semifinals here on Classic Hits 98.9. Here is a score update where we're at today in Class A. Lincoln Northeast upset Grand Island in 4 sets. Omaha Burke beat Bellevue East in 5. Papillion La Vista South, the number one team in the country, beat Millard West in straight sets. And Omaha Marion and Lincoln Southwest, it was Marion up 2-0 as they play the third set. In Class B, Elkhorn South beat Gehring in straight sets. Lincoln Pius X over Beatrice in straight sets. And Omaha Scutt went 5 sets to beat Gretna. Grand Island Northwest took the opening set from Omaha Gross. And I'm looking to see if we have an update on them in the second set. Yes, set 2. Northwest wins it by a score of 25-23. So they're up 2-0. In C1, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, SCOTUS, and Minden were winners. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast beat Elmwood Murdoch in straight sets. Twin River over UTAN in 4. Hastings St. Cecilia defeated North Platte St. Pat's in 3. And currently, Hardington Cedar Catholic leading Ord 2-1 as they play the fourth set. In D1, West Point Guardian Angels swept Cedar Valley. Humphrey swept Hitchcock County. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Sutherland in 4. And Exeter Milligan and Windside are even at a game apiece. And in the third set now, Exeter Milligan has won it 25-13. So they're up 2-1. And finally in D2, Howells went 5 sets to beat Hampton. Brady beat Wynot in straight sets this afternoon. And Stewart defeated Layton in 4 sets. Currently, Bertrand is up 2-1 over Giltner as they play on the breeze 94.5. FM. So tomorrow here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic Central Catholic at 2, Minden and Columbus SCOTUS at 4. You'll be able to hear the Hastings St. Cecilia match against either Ord or Hardington Cedar Catholic at 8:30 tomorrow night, and I believe that'll be on ESPN 1550 for St. Cecilia tomorrow. Is that right, Michael? You got Adams Central football on Cahos. We got hockey on the breeze, I think, so that's where the game would be. And finally, Bertrand Giltner, depending on who wins that. If it's Bertrand, it'll be on 98.9 at 11 in the morning. If it's Giltner, that'll be on the Breeze or ES or Cahos. Be on Cahos, 12:30 a.m. tomorrow at 11 o'clock. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget, we've also got football coming up Monday at 5. Kennesaw taking on Elgin Pope John here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, we've got Kearney Catholic taking on North Platte St. Pat's at 6 here on Classic Hits, and Minden will be on the breeze, 94.5 FM, as they take on Norfolk Catholic. Behind 16 kills from Hallie Bauer and a very balanced effort, Minden advances on with a straight set win over Ogallala. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Right now, all volleyball and football equipment and apparel 30% off at Misco Sports. This is Doug Duda saying we'll see you tomorrow at 2 from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.